Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbs strikes out. Taylor throws to first to catch Landrum. Thornberry drops the ball. There goes Landrum. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Landrum moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Landrum scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Rogers. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Rogers steals second. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn bunts in front of the plate. Thacker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Chacon bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Woodling scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hobby hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 0-0 in the game. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Barney Schultz now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Woodling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thronberry is 0-1 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker strikes out. 2 outs. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Bob will pinch runs for Don Landrum. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob will now playing right field. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 5, Mets, 5. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woodling bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Schultz drops the ball. Woodling moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Thacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Dave Girard now pitching. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Girard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Girard strikes out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive towards short. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Brock reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-3 in the game. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will bunts towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball four. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Anderson scores. Hubbs goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Cliff Cook batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Thacker for a passed ball. Cook moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. It's 8-7, Cubs. J-hook pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thronberry is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Thronberry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.